Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Practical Marriage Counseling Workbook by Marisa Lowell is a guided relationship workbook designed for couples who want concrete help improving how they talk, listen, and reconnect. Presented as a therapy-informed, calm, supportive resource, it focuses less on theory and more on structured exercises partners can complete together. Its stated purpose is to help couples improve communication, rebuild intimacy, and create a safe, loving relationship that can endure over time, rather than positioning itself as a replacement for professional counseling. The workbook style makes it suited to couples who want a step-by-step way to practice healthier patterns at home, as well as professionals who may want ready-made prompts and activities. The central through line is the idea that lasting change happens when partners build emotional safety and trust, then use practical tools to handle conflict more effectively and restore closeness. By emphasizing participation, reflection, and shared skill building, the book aims to help couples move from feeling stuck to feeling like they have a workable plan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building emotional safety and trust as the foundation. A major emphasis of the workbook is that communication and intimacy improve most reliably when both partners feel emotionally safe. In practical terms, emotional safety means each person expects respect, honest engagement, and reasonable boundaries during difficult conversations. Without that baseline, even well-intended discussions can turn into defensiveness, shutdown, or escalation, which erodes trust over time. The workbook approach frames safety and trust as skills a couple can strengthen through repeated, manageable practices, rather than as vague ideals. Exercises and prompts are designed to help partners identify what makes them feel unsafe, what behaviors help them feel secure, and how to repair trust after missteps. This includes clarifying what each partner needs in order to stay present during conflict, and how to create agreements that protect both people from predictable triggers. By centering safety first, the book sets the stage for later work on communication and intimacy, because partners are more willing to be vulnerable, to hear feedback, and to try new behaviors when they believe the relationship is a safe place to do so. Secondly, communication skills couples can practice together. The workbook positions communication as something couples can improve through structured practice, not just good intentions. It focuses on actionable exercises that help partners slow down reactive exchanges and replace them with clearer, more cooperative dialogue. Kimseo's, a therapy-informed format, typically encourages skills like speaking with specificity, expressing feelings and needs without blame, and listening in a way that shows understanding before responding. Just as important, it supports couples in noticing unhelpful patterns, such as interrupting, mind-reading, global criticism, or avoiding hard topics until they explode. Because the book is a workbook, the emphasis is on doing, with guided prompts that invite partners to reflect on what they mean, what they heard, and what they want to request going forward. This kind of practice can help couples build consistency, especially when stress or old habits pull them toward the same fights. Over time, repeated communication exercises can reduce misunderstandings, increase a sense of teamwork, and make it easier to address sensitive topics without either partner feeling attacked or ignored. Thirdly, conflict navigation and getting unstuck in recurring arguments. Another key theme is helping couples handle conflict in a way that protects the relationship rather than damaging it. Many couples do not struggle because they disagree, but because disagreements follow the same unproductive cycle, leading to repeated fights and emotional distance. The workbook aims to give couples a structured way to approach conflict, including identifying triggers, recognizing escalation points, and practicing responses that interrupt the cycle. A practical therapy-informed model generally supports separating the problem from the person, focusing on specific behaviors and outcomes, and creating a shared plan for what to do when conversations get heated. Exercises can also help partners clarify what the conflict is really about, such as underlying needs for respect, reassurance, autonomy, or fairness, which can be missed when the argument stays on the surface. By providing a step-by-step framework, the workbook can help couples move from feeling trapped in the same arguments to developing a repeatable method for repair and resolution. This is one way it supports couples in moving their relationship toward a healthier place. Fourthly, rebuilding intimacy through connection and emotional closeness. The book explicitly targets rebuilding intimacy, which often decreases when couples feel stressed, misunderstood, or locked in conflict. In a workbook setting, intimacy is approached as something that can be nurtured through deliberate actions and honest conversations, not just spontaneous chemistry. The therapy-informed tone supports gentle exploration of what each partner experiences as closeness, what creates distance, and what small changes might help them reconnect. Intimacy can include emotional openness, warmth, affection, and a sense of being known by one another. and the exercises are designed to strengthen those elements by encouraging partners to share thoughts, feelings, and appreciation in ways that feel safe. Because emotional safety is treated as foundational, the workbook's intimacy work is not only about increasing closeness, but also about making it sustainable, so that vulnerability does not lead to criticism or dismissal. Structured reflection can help partners recognize positive moments they overlook, practice turning toward each other, and create intentional time for connection. In this way, intimacy becomes a shared practice rather than a barometer of whether the relationship is succeeding. Lastly, a structured workbook approach for couples and helping professionals. One of the defining features of this title is its format. It is built around therapy-based exercises intended to be completed, not just read. That structure can be valuable for couples who want guidance but feel overwhelmed by abstract advice, because it breaks relationship improvement into discrete, manageable steps. The book's calm, supportive framing helps lower the barrier to starting difficult conversations and can make the process feel less like a debate and more like a joint project. For couples, the workbook style encourages accountability because partners are asked to reflect, respond, and revisit skills over time. For therapists, counselors, and relationship coaches, a clear set of exercises can also serve as a practical resource to complement sessions, offering clients a way to practice between appointments. Because the emphasis is on actionable work, the workbook can fit different relationship stages. From couples looking to strengthen a stable marriage to those trying to repair trust and reconnect after a difficult season, its usefulness depends on participation, but the structured design is meant to make participation simpler and more consistent. In conclusion, the Practical Marriage Counseling Workbook is best suited for couples who want tangible tools to improve how they communicate, handle conflict, and rebuild intimacy in a way that supports long-term stability. It can also be useful for relationship professionals who want a ready set of therapy-informed exercises and prompts to assign as structured practice. The practical benefit is that it turns common relationship goals, such as better communication and deeper connection, into repeatable actions that partners can try, evaluate, and refine together, by emphasizing emotional safety and trust as prerequisites for lasting change. It encourages couples to focus not only on solving the current issue, but also on improving the way they relate while solving it. Compared with many relationship books that lean heavily on explanation or inspirational messaging, a workbook format stands out because it asks partners to actively participate, reflect, and collaborate. That activity-based approach can be especially helpful for couples who feel stuck in recurring patterns and want a clear process for moving forward. While it cannot replace individualized therapy when serious issues are present, it positions itself as a calm, accessible, hands-on resource for couples seeking healthier habits, stronger connection, and a more secure relationship culture. If you would like to support Marisa Lowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.